This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning, and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. You know, lately, I've been hearing financial advice about how cutting costs is not effective, right? If you save some money on your latte or on eating out, it's not really effective because what you should do instead is to raise your income. Because you can only cut your costs so much, but your earning potential is limitless. And although this advice actually makes sense, it makes total sense, I'm never denying that. But it also made me think, because my earning capacity at the moment has a limit. I get paid per hour. I know that I could maybe find a way one day to not get paid per hour. But at the moment, I get paid per hour and there are only so many hours in a week. So my earning capacity has a limit, unfortunately. And I was also thinking about other people in my situation. So should we just all give up on financial freedom? I don't think so. So I think there is another way on approaching your financial freedom. And I think budgeting or spending less could be effective for some time if we want to make progress in our financial journey. So this topic has been on my mind for quite a while now because I've been hearing so much advice on that is a little bit controversial to me. And in the previous episodes, I spoke about the lifestyle inflation and how lifestyle deflation helped me to achieve some of my financial goals. And today I wanted to talk about that the less you need, the freer you are. So freedom, I think it comes from needing less and not necessarily having more. There is a story that I heard some time ago that has been in my head for quite a while. And the story is about two brothers. They grow up together. And when they are adults, one of them becomes a royal advisor and the second brother becomes a monk. After some years, they meet again. And the royal advisor brother looks at his monk brother and looks at his attire and that he has nothing at all. And he says to him, if you learned to cater to the king, you wouldn't have to live on rice and beans, brother. And the monk brother replies to his rich brother saying, if you learned to live on rice and beans, you wouldn't have to cater to the king. So I think the truth lies somewhere in between. This story resonates quite a lot with me because I'm in a moment of my life where I'm not sure if I want to learn how to cater to the king, but I'm also not sure to what extent would I like to live on rice and beans. I think finding the sweet spot where you still have your freedom and you are happy with what you have, I think that's the key. And it is sometimes difficult to find, but I think we should aim for that rather than just maximizing our earnings as much as we can or doing the job that we maybe don't like. Hey, I just wanted to pause for a second and let you know that I made something for you. It's a free guide called Start Investing Without Freaking Out. I created it for women who want to invest but feel like it's not for people like us. It's a guide I wish I had 10 years ago, when I had no idea where to begin. Just click the link in my Instagram bio at One Step Wealthier or in the description below to grab it. Now, back to the episode. So I think neither extreme poverty or huge palace is a full picture. And freedom, for me, means being able to choose and not being trapped by my needs. I'm trying to live simply but intentionally. I invest every single month because this is the fee that I'm paying for my freedom towards the future. And I wanted to stress that I'm definitely not anti-wealth. I love capitalism. I really like the freedom to be able to participate in stock markets. So I'm not anti-wealth at all, but I'm actually pro-freedom. And I think if I have fewer needs, I have more options and less pressure in my job. I don't have to just climb the career ladder just for climbing it, just to pay for my luxuries. I can just live a simpler life and have my freedom as well. And I have a question for you. What could you let go of and still feel content or freer? Share it with me on my Instagram or message me. I'm super curious to know. So yes, to me, freedom is actually not having more. It's actually not climbing endlessly the career ladder. Freedom comes from needing less. And if you found this episode useful, would you mind sharing it with someone who might like it too? That helps so much. And if this resonated and you would like to talk about your money journey, I'm opening up a few free coaching spots. Please message me on Instagram or email me onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just a chat. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation and this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. cold foam cold brew coffee and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,